الذي يقال له ابن النتبية على الصدقة، فلما قدم قال هذا لكم وهذا أهدي إلي، فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر فحمد الله واثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد، إني أستعمل الرجل منكم على العمل مما ولاني الله، فيأتيني فيقول هذا لكم وهذا هدية أهديت إلي. Sahabi mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion he appointed somebody to go and collect the sadaqah, the zakat, from a certain tribe. So when this person returned with the whatever he collected, then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this portion is what is given for the Baytul Mal. In other words, it's given, this is zakat portion. And this other portion you see is my personal portion, because this year has been gifted to me. People where I went to collect, whoever was collecting, they were giving me gifts. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got naturally upset by this, so he mentioned a khutbah, a small khutbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam style was this, that he wouldn't tell a person directly, but he will say it in such a way the person will get the message clearly also, and at the same time the usools of deen don't get compromised. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person from amongst you who was appointed, he says to me that this part is for me and this part is for himself. أَفَلَا جَلَسَ فِي بَيْتِ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُ هَدِيَّتُهُ إِنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا. Why doesn't this person sit in the house of his father or sit in the house of his mother and see if those gifts still come to him? In other words, those gifts are only coming to him because of his position. And because of your position, you're accepting gifts. Obviously, there's a great possibility that the person will compromise his job. He'll compromise his work. Now this person is seeing him right, that person is seeing him right. Then automatically what he's supposed to be collecting, he won't be collecting. Or at the same time, he can become adi, he can become habitual of taking gifts. The day the man doesn't give him a gift, that day he'll do zulam on the person. So therefore Rasulullah sallam wanted to cut this out from the root. So Rasulullah sallam said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَأْخُذُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ شِيئًا بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ إِلَّا لَقِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَحْمِلُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anybody takes anything from anybody unjustly, he will come on the day of Qiyamah. He won't come on the day of Qiyamah except that he will be carrying it. In other words, he'll be actually carrying that thing that he took unlawfully. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا أَعْرِفَنَّ أَحَدًا مِّنْكُمْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ يَحْمِلُ بَعِيرًا لَهُ رُغَاءً. I don't want to see any one of you carrying a camel whilst that camel is grunting away. أو بقرة لها خوار. Oh, a person is carrying one cow and is coming and that cow is moving away. أو شاتن تعيره. He said, oh, I don't want to see anybody carrying a sheep that is, تعير means to be bleating. So imagine on the day of Qiyamah, the person is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true lover, who the whole life he wished to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's coming in this condition. He's not only carrying one camel or one cow or one sheep, but he's carrying the thing, and that thing is moving away, or bleating, or grunting, making such a noise. What an embarrassment on the day of Qiyamah to that person, because he had taken in this world something that was not rightfully his. ثُمَّ رَفَى يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى رُوِيَ بَيَاضُ إِبْتَيْهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ هَلْ بَلَّغْتِ. Rasulullah sallam raised up his two hands until his armpits, the whiteness of his armpits could be seen, and then he said that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have conveyed the message three times. It shows how serious it matter is, that a person just thinks that I'm taking this, somebody's seeing me right, somebody's in Islam, there isn't such a thing as taking any kind of bribery, whether it is small or big, or even if it mimics or it even imitates bribery. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about it. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَانَتْ عِنَّهُ مَغْرِبَةٌ لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ أَوْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنَ الْيَوْمِ قَبْلَ أَلَّا يَكُونَ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. Dinarun wala dirhamun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if anybody has done anybody wrong, anybody has harmed any person in this world, whether it's with regards to his honor or whether his wealth, whatever he or anything else, but he has done somebody wrong, فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ, then he should go and correct it now in this world. Before a day comes, such a day comes, that no dinar, no dirham, no gold coin, no silver coin is going to help that person. إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ أُخِذَ مِنْهُ بِقَدْرِ مَظْلِمَةٍ. If a person has good deeds to his account, those good deeds now will be taken away from him. That person who has harmed, that person now will be able to take his good deeds away from him because of the harm he has caused. وإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه رواه البخاري. And if this person doesn't have any good deeds to give, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do is that person's bad deeds, that person who he did doubt, his bad deeds will be transferred onto him. So now he'll be taking the debt of that person. That person is owing, that person is in a bad situation, he's got bad deeds only. Or he's got bad deeds. And you don't have any good deeds to give him, your bad deeds will become more now because you'll take that person's bad deeds away. So Rasulullah is warning us that in this world you can just pay the person back by giving him his money, asking him for maaf, approaching him. But on that day of Qiyamah, your actions will actually be taken away from you and you will have no chance of getting the actions back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Save us from committing any type of zulm. Tomorrow the program most likely will be conducted. The Jamaat for Madrasa Talib Uddin is coming with 5th year Alim students. So maybe one of the students will conduct the program tomorrow, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.